This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Buck Showalter. The question is, what's the level of concern with Vogelback?
What do you think? Concerned.
You think he's going to be like, nah, he's going to be fine.
No, Daniel is upset because he knows he can be better.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Buck Showalter, what's the level of concern with Vogelback?
And this traffic report brought to you by Acme.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Is that the sound?
That may be.
Wow.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Did you hear this? This is really... I saw this. I was like, oh, man. Billy Joel's run at the Garden is coming to an end.
That's it.
Next year.
That's it.
At the end of 24, I would like to see him at least twice before he's done.
I'll probably go one more time.
Because I'll never see Billy Joel again,
Well, not probably. Where else are you going to see him? His house?
Well, what, isn't he going to still do some shows,
private
though?
Show?
No. But I think he's going to still do some show. He's just not doing the monthly show at the Garden.
But yeah, but you want to see him. I mean, you're going to want to see him at the Garden. Right.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, that will be done next year. I would have other avenues if he continues to perform and do tours. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I mean, he's got to be getting pretty close to
being... I think he's like 73, 74. Like the end of his career, the end of the whole thing.
No, career. Like just being done. Like enough. I have enough money. It's... You know, I don't maybe sound as good as I used to.
He's still good.
Yeah, but it's not.
He's not at what he once was, but who is?
Nobody. So, I mean, at a certain point, it's like, yeah, I could still do it, but I'm going to decide not to do it.
Time for a dumb question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did the run start? How many years?
I don't think that's a dumb question. I'm not exactly sure. I think maybe a couple of years back. It wasn't that long ago. It's not like it's been going on for 20 years.
I've seen him twice during the run.
It was definitely pre-pandemic. I would, and I'm guessing 2017, maybe something like that.
That's all.
I know you think it's before that?
I think it might be before that, because I think I saw it before that.
2015? It sounded like it's 2010.
Well, just check your computer. Google it.
Well, I'm trying to focus on you. I don't want to miss any word you're saying.
Okay, so now you're going to go to the extreme. I appreciate it.
It looks like it's 2014.
Okay, so 2014. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like it's forever.
No, it's not forever. It's an awesome run.
Went back to like the pre-millennium, actually.
It's a great show.
No. It's a really good show. A really good show. By the way, Ray, did we ever put our finger on who messed up that?
I told you it was me.
That was you?
It was 100% me.
You feel
guilt? Where have those fingers been, Raymond?
Not at all.
You feel guilt about that?
Not at all. I totally messed up, and I take accountability.
Right.
But I don't feel guilty about it.
He's not concerned that he let you down.
No. I made a mistake.
His fingers are tired.
I'm going to learn, and we go on.
Oh, I'm not saying that you should like take the brunt of the blame, or you should be beat up over. I'm just wondering, like,
no. I totally should take the brunt of the blame. It's 100% my fault. Nobody else's.
My fingers hurt.
But
your back is going
to
hurt.
To say I feel guilty about it, nah, that's a bit much.
So this won't affect any part of your day moving forward.
It shouldn't.
I'd be ruined.
If it does, you would be.
I'd be on that coach
because you care.
Ruined.
So is it fair to say Rick cares more about the show than you do?
Well, Rick cares immensely about the show. I think that's a bad comparison.
Probably the most.
Why is it a bad comparison?
Because he just said it. He cares more than anybody. He'll put himself on the couch over something so small. Me, like, you know,
You're just like, whatever.
Yeah, I'll move on and try not to let it happen again. That's all.
What I think he's trying to say is it's a nice mix, because if we're all like me, the show would be done.
All type A.
We'd just be bad because we'd all be one mistake, which we make mistakes all the time.
Right.
I'd be on the couch. You'd be on the floor. Rim be under the desk.
Right. Right.
RJ put himself in the locker.
He couldn't fit in the locker. No.
Yeah, he could wedge himself.
Maybe his head. The locker.
Wedge himself.
No.
Really? Come on.
RJ, do you think you could fit into the locker?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Try.
No, there's
a... Move the mic over there and give us a live play-by-play. You trying to get yourself into the locker.
No, there's those hooks there.
Yeah, the hooks are dangerous. Dangerous. If we wanted to, though, if I removed the hooks, I think I could wedge him in.
Push him in?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be able to get out.
Head would be tough. He's got a nice size head on him.
Yeah, you do. You have a normal-sized head.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, like, you have a nice proportionate...
As
compared to what?
Yeah.
See, you get this is
the
you guys.
The rest of his tiny body?
No, I said nothing, didn't even think like that.
Insinuated it.
No, I did not.
He said he had a normal size head.
Yeah, I said he has a beautifully normal-sized head.
Yeah, but you need a baseline to compare it to. So what are we comparing to?
Abnormally-sized heads.
Would you say his head is big for his body?
I wasn't even thinking like that. I was thinking there's people at the station who have abnormally-sized heads. You're not one of those people.
Name some names.
Who's got a small head? Small like Beetlejuice heads? Like the tiny like little shrunken heads? I don't think anyone's got small head.
I was thinking the other way.
Got a big head.
Yeah.
Well, Kaser's not big. It's just long.
Big head Johnson.
It's a big head.
Yeah, size-wise, I don't think it's big, though. Like, I probably have a bigger head than Kay.
What do you mean?
Hat size.
No way.
Yeah.
No chance.
My head's humongous.
No chance.
I have a long face.
Long face. It's a lot of face to love.
And also, I think my head is bigger.
Don's got a big head.
Does he?
It looks big.
I wouldn't think that.
Big head jokes, go!
I would think that Michael wears a larger hat size
I don't think that's the case.
Really?
RJ, you would know. You did the Kay show for that many years. Who's got the bigger head, Kay or Don?
I think it's Don, actually.
I told you.
And also, I think my head is bigger.
That is shocking. Shocking.
No, I'm just telling you, long.
This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Yesterday was not a good day in Yankees land. Nestor Cortez, he's going to miss some time.
Sounds like 2 weeks of throwing a baseball.
Right. So what is that then? Down the road, 3 weeks, 4 weeks
at least, he's going to
miss. Okay. Aaron Judge, not a broken toe, but some ligament issue with that toe. That's a concern.
That's a big concern.
And on top of all of it, you lose the game to the White Sox and you barely hit the baseball last night.
Oh, look at your outfield, though.
I understand.
I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you got no hit for six innings.
Well, it's not like you were going up against Cy Young. I mean, Giolito is fine.
No, of course. But, I mean, you go from having, and I know left field's been kind of a bit of an issue. That would be the one spot you would point to and say, you know, we'd like to upgrade if possible. But when the team is whole, you got Bader in center, you got Judge in right. Last night you had Willie Calhoun in right,
yeah.
IKF in center, and Bowers in left.
Not great.
A big difference.
Right. Well, because you can't play Stanton in the outfield.
Of course.
And he looked terrible last night, too.
Oh, he has games like that. When he's hot, he's red hot.
Right.
And then when he's not, you've never seen anyone swing a baseball bat and look more lost.
And then you get beaten by Zavala.
Twice.
Right. First one was one of those Yankee Stadium home runs. Second one was an absolute put-into-orbit shot.
Nine-hitter bat in 170.
Two home runs. Provides all the scoring for the White Sox
last night. That's all they needed.
White Sox are not a good team.
Oh, they're awful. Talk about underachieving.
Oh. Remember, it was Tony La Russa's fault. They changed managers. They're terrible.
Yeah, they're awful. I mean, they're embarrassment. How about even the double?
That should not be a double.
No, I mean, it should be an error.
How does the center fielder pull up on that ball?
No idea.
Catch, right. Benintendi pull up.
As
he should. That's the center fielder's ball.
That's your ball. Yeah, it's part of their problem, though, dude. Like, if you watch any of the White Sox, you want to talk about, like, mental mistakes.
Well, their record is dreadful, right? They're terrible.
They're 27-35.
Yeah, they're absolutely awful. In a division that stinks. The best team in that division is barely above 500.
That's right.
Is there only one team in that division that's above 500?
Currently in the Central, one team.
Minnesota.
Just Minnesota. And they're only a game over 500.
So that is a brutal division. Whatever team ever comes out of that division, you're like, all right, I'm not concerned about them at all.
No. No. I mean, this is, again, I thought the White Sox would be a playoff team this year.
I don't know how you can ever believe in the White Sox.
They got talent, man.
I'm a sucker for talent. The Liam Hendricks story is a nice story.
It's a great story. It's a terrific story.
It really is. But they really underperform.
What, as a team? Ugh. Story-wise?
Here's Aaron Boone on Aaron Judge headed to the IL.
He is going to go on the IL, contusion and a sprain of the ligament. So he had a PRP shot. I mean, the biggest thing now is trying to get the swelling out of there. Had some improvements today, but, you know, now we'll just see where we are in the coming weeks or days and then, you know, week. But the biggest thing is getting the swelling out of there now.
All right, so swelling a concern. I want to hear one more and then we'll react off of this one. Here's Booney again. No toe break is good news for Judge.
Yeah, I think it definitely could have been worse. You know, feel like he's going to be all right. Just need some time now. You know, hopefully it's on the shorter side of things. But biggest thing is getting the swelling out of there. So I think, look, anytime you lose Aaron Judge for any amount of time and going on the IL, hopefully it's a short one. But, you know, obviously that's, you know, you don't like that. But, you know, hopefully avoided something real serious.
Could I not argue that a broken toe would be a better injury than a ligament issue in the toe?
It depends on what the ligament is, though. If it's the bottom, if it's the main big toe joint. See, I don't know how it was toe. I don't know if it was bent up or bent down.
Right.
Because I think that's a difference. I mean, talk about like turf toe is like kind of what he's describing, which is serious. I mean, he actually slipped up when he was asked. He said weeks instead of days and corrected himself. He said weeks and then corrected it to days. But yeah, like, I mean, it's all dependent on when the swelling gets out of it. I mean, this is, especially because it's his right foot.
Right. That's no small injury.
No, and you have, I mean, Stanton, who you want in the lineup, isn't ready or capable of playing the outfield. So it's not like you can say, you know, we get him back and we can just, you know, keep him off his feet as much as possible and plug him in at DH. Because you already have a guy who's a dedicated DH right now.
Right. He's locked in. So Judge has to play the field. Or one of those two guys has to be in the field. Has to be.
Yeah, right. And then you look at, and I know you said they could get through this, which they will. They'll get through it. But, I mean, here's the thing. If you want to have any hope of winning this division, you cannot be without him for an extended period of time.
See, to me, they're not winning this division.
Well, but Dave, you keep saying that there's 101 games left, man.
I think Tampa's equally as good. The lead is 7.5 games right
now. The Yankees got 100 games left.
Okay, and you think they're going to be 8 games better than Tampa over the final 100 games of the season?
Did you think that the Braves were going to catch us?
No.
Okay, so I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you want to have any hope, when you look at what this team is with him and without him.
You're right. If you want to have any hope, you have to have Aaron Judge. I would say even with Aaron Judge, the odds in my mind are very slim you're going to win this
division.
Well,
that's fine. But you don't want to dig yourself such a big hole that you look at him and you say there's no chance at all. Right now, everyone wants to believe that we still have a chance.
So what's the number you look at? You say you get this far behind, you're not winning the division. 9, 10?
I think it depends on date, like how many games left, too.
Okay.
Like, as we start peeling back
games.
You get
to July 1, you're 9 games out.
Yeah, you're probably in trouble.
So you're on the precipice of trouble now, no?
Right, which is why you can't afford to lose him for an extended period of time.
If the division is what you look at and circle and say we have to get done. Now, this is interesting.
Well, because here's the thing, though. I would almost guarantee that the rallying cry in that clubhouse would be, right, is we don't have Stanton.
Right.
We don't have Donaldson. We're going to get Kane Lee back. Like, go through the list.
Let's tread water until we get all these guys back.
Let's make sure we keep them in sight so when this team gets whole, all of a sudden they made their run, we make our run.
I agree.
And now you lose. So Bader's gone. He'll be back soon, but he's gone.
Right, at least another week.
Right, now you don't have no idea what's happening with Judge.
Well, he's going to be out for at least another week plus now also. And then Nestor Cortez.
Dude, and the numbers are startling, the difference. Like, I gave you, like, some of his numbers.
With and without Judge?
Yeah, so with Judge in this was prior to last night's game.
Okay.
With Judge in the starting lineup, 30-19, almost 5 runs a game. Without him, they were 6-6, now 6-7, 3.5 runs a game.
It really is amazing.
That's a big difference.
It really is amazing.
Big difference. I mean, you're taking the best player in baseball out of a lineup.
Correct.
Not to mention the fact that he's fantastic defensively, which is how he hurt himself.
He does everything well. That's the reason he's so valuable.
So it hurts you both ways.
He's good at every single thing that he does.
And the leadership and everything else. Yeah, he's a humongous loss for them.
Oh, watching that game last night, I got to tell you, without Aaron Judge, they should thank God that he re-signed here and didn't go to the Giants. Because without him,
what are you watching? We went over this how many times last year?
They are just, they're not exciting.
Reasons to why you wouldn't, like, how they handled the whole thing to begin with. Like, what are you doing? Do you understand what this team is without Aaron Judge? There's how many guys in the team that people actually like?
Not many.
Not many. Like, Nestor was one of those guys, and Nestor's off to a slow start. He's
very
hurt
slow.
Now. I will say, though, Josh Donaldson made an unbelievable play at third base.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that was
goodness.
Some special play. But we've never questioned his defensive abilities. It's always been what he is offensively. Let's go to Nick in Woodbridge. Good morning, Nick. You're on 98.7, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Had to take a few weeks off after that dreadful Knicks playoff run, so I am back.
Wait, it was not a dreadful Knicks playoff run.
A great run.
Okay, let me rephrase that. A dreadful end to the playoff run. I agree. It was an awesome run, but it did crush me a bit. So
I understand.
Nevertheless,
yeah, but they're not better than Miami, though. When are we going to get over the fact they're not better? Like, before the series, we thought we were good. We could compete with Miami's better.
Right. They lost to a team in 6 games. It's better than they are.
I get it. Trust me. I have ran through every scenario of how Miami was better, how the Knicks had an opportunity to win. I went through it all. Nevertheless, doesn't make me feel any better. I've come to terms with it, and that's all I need at this point. I'm locked in with my Yankees now, and all I'll say with them is you've built a 10-game buffer, all right? You're 10 games over. I agree with you, Dave. I don't see them coming back to win this division, even with the amount of baseball that's left. But for me, I just need more offensively from guys like Jose Trevino, guys like DJ LeMay.
Well, you're looking at Jose Trevino for offense?
From Jose Trevino.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm looking in areas outside of your guys that you know need to produce.
But that's unrealistic. If you're looking for production from guys that really don't produce, that's your problem. That's your fault.
I understand what you're saying, but, I mean, in my mind, like, you know that you're going to need to get production out of Giancarlo Stanton. You're going to need Aaron Judge back. You're going to need guys like Rizzo to continue to perform, but it's that middle of that lineup, the end of the lineup. I'm not saying they have to be amazing. I'm just saying you got to get a little bit more than what you're getting right now. You have three guys in that lineup who are barely hitting 200 right now. You got to be better. But thanks, guys. Thanks for the call.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, I get what he's saying. Like, I mean, you want your lineup as long as possible.
Well,
but I
understand that. But Gleyber Torres, DJ LeMahieu, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, those are the guys that have to produce.
Like, those are the guys that you're relying on. Anything you get from the other guys is going
to
be extra.
I don't look at Trevino and think to myself, boy,
he was an all-star last year.
And he's a good player.
He's a good player.
But he had a hit last night. They're underperforming because he's not producing. It's not my thought.
No, that's not my thought either. It kind of goes back to the whole Daniel Vogelbach thing.
Right, but there's an expectation that Vogelbach is going to be better than Trevino. I mean, Vogelbach's sole reason to be here is offense.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick has just sliced up the pineapple I brought in right now and has given me a slice off the sharpened knife. If you get close to the mic, you can carry this for a moment so I can eat this delectable piece of pineapple. RJ had some. You had some.
Delicious. It's phenomenal. It's everything. You know how sometimes you buy a piece of fruit?
My God.
I don't want to get in the weeds with fruit, but you buy a beautiful melon.
Right.
You go
and
through
you have your expectations.
Right. You cut it open, garbage.
Mm-hmm.
This one looked good, smelled good, cut it open, juice fest. It's delicious.
Despite the weather outside and the fact that I was coughing on my way in, I wanted to provide us with special fruit today. And I saw this, and because I'm not elite at picking out the pineapple yet, and I said, which one? He said, that's the one.
He hooked you up. This is everything
he said,
and more.
That, you know how much that pineapple is?
$1.
$2.
That's it?
$2.
Telling you, between the bananas and the pineapple, best deal in the city.
I spent $2.40 today on fruit.
You win.
I mean,
you win.
It's unbelievable.
Right, whatever damage the smog has done to your lungs, worth it.
Probably so.
Coughing could last a week. We don't know.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It's fine. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Now, keep it locked into us on DNR 98.7 ESPN today in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours for two chances to qualify to win a custom 2023 All-American Ford Bronco and to score VIP access to this year's ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th, all brought to you by All-American Ford. As far as the postseason, you're not concerned about the Yankees, even if Judge were to miss 2, 3, 4 weeks, right?
No, as long as they'll be a playoff team. They'll be a playoff team. I just get concerned with them. I mean, and we went through this yesterday, like trying to downplay it's only a toe. No, it's not only a toe. I mean, it's a big toe, not broken.
That's
I understand
a big deal.
That. It's a big deal for him, especially at his size. And the fact that it's his right foot. He's a guy, I mean, just think, again, I'll say this to you. If you just standing around, try to swing a bat righty with it and realize where all the pressure is on your foot.
If you've never injured a toe, you wouldn't understand.
Ugh.
But you ever stub a toe?
Yeah, a lot.
Or anybody out there like get gout and all of a sudden like it affects everything because now you don't when you don't have an injury, there's no problem. You don't even think about it. You put all the pressure on wherever and it's a non-issue. When something's off, it affects every single thing. If the thought is in your head, this portion of the toe is not right. Now I have to compensate by doing whatever it is. Everything takes a hit from that.
Everything. And you're more susceptible to more injury and everything else. So, yeah, this is something they'll take their time with and make sure it's 100%.
That's right.
You don't have to push through it. and hopefully they can do enough without him in the lineup. But as I mentioned to you, when you look at their outfield without him in it, it's not intimidating.
Well, what was last night? IKF, Bowers, and
Calhoun.
That's the worst outfield in baseball.
Not great, no. It's not a great outfield.
That being said, you can't let Lucas Giolito no-hit you for six innings.
No, you can't. You can't, but again, I mean, you need the guys that you had mentioned. You know, Stanton did not look good last night. Gleyber 0 for last night. Rizzo 0 for. And Rizzo's been great. Donaldson hit a bomb. Volpe, another game, 0 for, did have the walk in the stolen base. That's what makes it so frustrating with him, is they have to find, he has to find a way to get himself on base more often. He has to. Like, for him to have an on-base percentage under 300 is a sin.
Yes.
For what he can do on the bases.
It's terrible.
His on-base percentage is 268 right now.
I know, which is unbelievable. The only thing he'll say is it's the infancy stages of his career.
I get it. I understand it. It's going to take some time, but when you can see the talent. You can see it and what he could potentially mean for this team down the road.
And I think that's why you're willing to be more patient
with
him,
because
you know it's there.
Like, well, you know it's there, but you also know how valuable it can be, right, to what this team is trying to do. I mean, especially when you get Bader back. Like, you're trying to, and this is any sport. Like, you look at any of the teams that win championships, a lot of these teams, they're versatile. There's a bunch of different ways they can beat you, because every matchups make fights. And everyone's goal in these matchups is to eliminate what you do well. But if you can do a bunch of different things well, it's tough to eliminate just all of it. So, like, in hockey, for example, you go up against a team where they want to play a finessed game. That's all they can do. They're a one-trick pony.
Right.
So we're hard on them. They can't play physical. You can shut them down. But you got teams that can play fast. They can play slow. They can play tough. Those are tough teams to deal with.
Like, well, because there's no game plan to beat them.
Right. Like Vegas right now, I mean, they're big. They're strong. They can score. They're deep. They're getting good goaltending right now. It's a tough team to beat. If the Yankees cannot be so reliant on home runs. They have elements where it's guys that can get on base. LeMahieu's healthy.
You got two of those guys.
Volpe can steal bases.
When healthy, that's the thing. Bader, I mean, here's the thing. Bader's often hurt.
Well, he's a spark plug, though, when he's in the lineup.
Yeah, but when he's in the lineup is the key point to that phrase.
He was great for you in the postseason last year.
He was your best player in the postseason last year.
So, I mean, I think that's why you get this feeling when you look at this team of what it should be when it's whole, that they have some of the right pieces. And if Aaron Judge can play closer to what Aaron Judge is during the regular season, when you see how valuable he is to this team, I mean, they got a good team.
So here's what I'm starting to look at now. And I don't know if you've even thought about this. I mentioned it before the show. You know, you get in, you wind up in the ALCS, you take on the Astros again, and, well, Houston's not winning their division.
Not the way that Texas is
winning. Texas is winning that division, despite, of course, what's going on with DeGrom. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But, you know, there's no foregone conclusion that Houston's going to win the division and that you'd face Texas in the first round. You could face Houston in the first round if you don't win your division near the Yankees. That's a scary proposition in a three-game series.
Yeah, it's daunting. But, I mean, it goes. You know what? One of the best quotes so far this postseason was Jimmy Butler. And he said that you're going to continue to get the test until you pass it. It's like, it's just funny how things work out like that. You're going to continue, like, they had the test against the Celtics. Like, they're going to continue to get these same tests until they finally, you know, find a way to pass it. This year they passed it. So at some point, the Astros have been the team that they stand in your way. They've stood in your way. You have to find a way to pass that test. And maybe it's this year. I mean, the Astros are a good baseball team. Really good baseball
team.
Very
good baseball team.
But the way Texas is hitting right now.
So Texas is 40-20.
40-20. Look at their run differential. Plus 155.
Which is insane.
Semi is having a great year.
How about, what's his name, Adolis Garcia?
Garcia, he's jacked, dude.
He's some player.
Jacked. Yeah, they're a good team.
Very good team.
They got a legitimate manager now.
Yeah, coach. Very good team. Let's go to D in Queens. Good morning, D. You're on 98.7.
You know, listen, Mets fans need to be calm. You know, yeah, we got, you know, our butt kicked last night. But listen, we avoided two bricks because Correa is just choking it up. And we avoided Jacob, Anthony Davis, DeGrom. You know what I'm saying? So the Mets need to be more positive. And also, one thing about
how can you say that they need to be more positive when they are at best an average baseball team right now?
Because Atlanta ran us down last year, and the same thing could happen this year. Be patient. We have a lot of young guys we're trying to develop. Be patient.
But the young guys have been fine. So, okay, D, let me ask you this then. At what point can I not be patient anymore?
look, we switching bodies because you always calls me negative, and now look what's going on right now.
Yeah, I can't believe how positive this call is.
I'm not trying to be a jerk right now. I'm asking you an honest question. You're what, 61 games into the season. At what point can I say, all right, it's not so early anymore? I've lost reasonable patience.
Because baseball playoffs are the most random of all the playoffs. They literally do not correlate whatsoever to the regular season.
All right, but you're not answering my question.
Whatsoever.
But you're not answering my question.
Right now we're not a playoff team, though, D. I mean, we're not a playoff team yet.
But we will be.
Okay. How are you that confident of this?
I just am.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
Do you know what this team needs, D? I'll tell you right now. Solve all the problems.
James Harden.
No, I got one problem. I got one thing about the Jets. Actually, James Harden should go to Houston. That's a crazy thing. Not go back to Philly. But anyway, quick thing about the Jets. They better pray they have a good season and the Bears have a horrible season. Because everyone from training camp saying he's about to make the leap like Jalen Hurts did.
Yeah, but you weren't going to get. But they weren't trading Justin Fields, though.
I'm talking about what they should have done.
Well, they should have drafted him.
Ago.
You're not wrong.
Absolutely.
No one's ever disagreed with that.
Absolutely. They messed up.
They know they messed up.
Where did Fields go? What number? He was not an early pick.
Fields went number...
He's not 15, was he?
No. I think he was higher than that. 10?
Oh, God. He let that guy... And Mahomes went where? He went like 9 or 10 also, right?
Well, they traded up for him, yeah.
But he still went double digits.
He went to the perfect spot. Justin Fields. I don't know what he went.
Okay, you'll find it. Let's quickly go to Sal in Queens. Good morning, Sal. What's going on?
11th. It's close.
11. All 11. Right. We'll try it again. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say, I know we should have won yesterday. You hate blowing a 3-run lead late in the game, especially after like the 5th inning. But we also have to remember that it's still Carlos Carrasco that was pitching. Like, I know he was good his last 2 starts, but he's still been god-awful for the last year and a half before that. So, like, I kind of went into this series expecting to lose that game, but now we have our 2 aces going, our next 2 games against them, and if we can't get at least one of them, then I get a little bit worried. I'm like, okay, we're really just not good enough to – I don't think we're good enough to compete with Atlanta anyway. But then it really puts you in perspective, like, wow, okay, we have no chance. If we can't beat them, like it felt last year, we lost to DeGrom and Scherzer, and then the season was over immediately after that. That's kind of how it would feel in May of this year.
All right, well, we appreciate the phone call. Here's my take on this. Going into the game last night, losing, I thought, was a very distinct possibility. It's not the loss that upsets me. It's the fact you had a 4-1 lead, and you had a 3-run lead into the 6th inning, and you gave it away like that, and you lost the game, and you were silent as a mouse in the final couple.
Yeah, that's
and
how you lost.
Score run.
Right. I mean, you had the 2 home runs. You scored the 4 runs in the third, and then you had 1 hit after that for the rest of the game.
Score. You know, losing the game doesn't kill me. The way you lost the game, I find.
You know what else
bothers
me though, and I don't understand how this just happens overnight. Is that, you know, we talked about last year how professional this team was, how, you know, with Buck and knowing the rules and how buttoned up everything was. That's not what this team is now.
Not now.
How fundamentally sound they were.
No, McNeil, Escobar. There was a play to Escobar. Could have easily tried a double play. Yeah. Didn't. No, not good.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So Raymond, who looks sleepy today, and I don't know if he... Yeah, you look a little sleepy today. He walks in, he has some pineapple... I feel like it's a B12 shot for you.
Listen, it doesn't hurt. I don't know where you're getting this. I look sleepy.
Well, last time I told you, last time I told you that you looked a little peaked and not great. You
basically said that I look sick, like I was dying.
I don't think death is on the horizon. I told you that in the elevator.
Word gaunt was used.
I told you that in the elevator. And you're like, well, you didn't say that all day. How come you didn't say it all day? And I'm telling you now, and it feels like you're taking an affront with that as well.
I just think that you're pointing out signs about my health that I'm not even seeing.
I didn't say anything about your health. I'm just saying you look a little ragged today. You look sleepy.
Now you're taking shots at him.
Yeah.
How am I taking shots?
When you say you look sleepy, that's one thing. You said he looks ragged.
Well, I mean, I think I look ragged every day.
There are certain words that you use, that you choose to use, that make me think that there's something else behind this.
No, it's nothing else behind it at all.
Oh, you seem tired. Okay. That's fine.
You seem a little tired.
You seem ragged.
A little ragged. A little run down.
You seem gaunt. Are you okay? Is everything good?
I didn't say gaunt.
You didn't today.
I don't think you look gaunt.
That day you did.
Well, because that day you looked gaunt, and I said it after the show, and you got yourself all upset. Now, today I'm just saying you look a little sleepy. That's all I'm saying.
I've had multiple people ask me over the years.
Why does Dave hate you? I know.
Not why does Dave hate you, but like after that little incident, somebody straight up asked me, like what is his problem with you?
I love you.
Does he want you to die?
No, I don't. You want me to die.
That's not true at all.
Do you remember what you said? I hope you're not home alone when it happens.
I just hope that you're never home alone when it happens.
Yeah.
That's not me hoping that you'll die. That's me hoping that, God forbid, if something does happen to you, that you're not by yourself.
All I said to him, Rick, is he looks a little sleepy today, and he had the pineapple, and it boosted him up. That's all I said. And he's so upset by this.
I think it was more about the pineapple, though, Raymond, maybe. Like you look like
it's
you.
Possible.
I mean, you look like you woke up at like 3 a.m. and now the pineapple kind of refreshed you because it's so juicy and delicious. Maybe it was more about how great the pineapple was. A little sensitive.
Very sensitive.
I don't know. But you have a track record, though, being nasty to him. That's the problem.
And again, he's talking about that I want him to die. Well, not true. I'm not the one who hoped that somebody else's plane would crash
I did not root for the plane to crash. I said if the plane were to crash, it would make sense the way you were acting towards me.
That's a little rough.
Kind of the same thing.
That's similar, ballpark.
That's way worse than what I said.
Well, not really, because you said when it happens.
Yeah. You want it to be happening. Because know what's going to happen.
It doesn't matter if anyone's there. He's dead.
You're going to get a call. They're going to be like, it happened. I knew it. I knew this was going to happen.
Alone? Told you.
Yeah, see? Well, that was my big concern.
That's not me hoping for it to happen. That's me heavily concerned.
You'll be taking a victory lap. Hands up like Rocky around the room. Yeah, that's right. It happened. People will walk in. Hey, John, guess what? It happened. I was right. He was alone.
I think we've arrived here at the real answer. Dave is saying he is voicing concern for what he's visually seeing in front of him. Ray made a prediction. Like he's predicting a score of a game. Like someone asked.
That's right. And you want to be right when you make a prediction.
I don't know if he's rooting to be right.
Be right.
I think he just made a prediction.
That's like me rooting for the Cowboys, but predicting that they're going to lose to San Francisco. Like, I'm not hoping that it happens, but it probably is going to happen.
But you know what?
In your opinion, I'm going to get the text message, Dave Rothenberg has passed away, and this is going to play in the background.
You think they do it by text? You would get a text? How awful would that be? Can you imagine that? Via text? You're at the Knicks game. All right, listen. Ed, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back to the halftime show with Pat O'Keefe. Hang on a sec. I got a text. Rothenberg's dead.
Dave Rothenberg is dead. I just thought you'd like to know.
What would the text say? By text?
Listening session tomorrow. Also, Dave.
That's right.
Dave is gone.
Take the day.
Minus Dave. He's dead.
Dave is dead. You wouldn't even get a phone call via the text. I'm not important enough
to get a phone call. No. I figured a text.
I figure they wouldn't want you to read that via text.
You think it would just be a group text?
Probably.
Yeah, please be advised. We'd like you to battle through the grief. See you tomorrow.
Who of the three of you, which one do you think would take my death the hardest?
Me.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah.
I think Rick, because they would make him take one of his days. If
you guys go to the funeral, do you think you'd have to take a personal day?
Yes? Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a Comrex.
So vacation day for you.
They probably sell it.
We are live here at the Rothenberg funeral.
Yeah. A show.
Sell it.
Brought to you by Sharp Hat.
The company would bring food.
The company would bring food.
Yeah,
us no.
They would handle the post. You know,
yeah,
the celebration
right.
of life would be handled by the company.
So when you combine all that, Rick not having you, having to talk more, having to burn a personal day, yeah, he'd be a mess.
He would be very unhappy.
Now, who's going to drive the show?
Grasso takes over.
Stop.
Seamless.
No, seamless.
Seamless.
No. I'd probably crawl in the casket with you.
Really?
Make room for me, Dave.
I'm coming in.
I'm coming. You're not alone now. I got bananas.
That's nice. Would you leave me like a ready-to-go pineapple?
I'd want to stuff you. To leave you right with me in like the studio.
I'm sorry.
No, not
you stuff know what I meant. Like they
not
do.
What I meant.
Like we're formaldehyde.
Yeah,
that kind of stuffing, Raymond.
That kind of stuffing,
sicko.
You animal.
Man,
what's wrong with you? This guy's disgusting.
He plays the wrong songs and wrong sound all day, and now he just makes comments like that.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It really
guy's troubled.
Rick has poisoned my mind.
Yeah.
What can I say?
And this all started because you're not looking well.
Allegedly.
If I receive a text that you die, I'd be very upset.
Via text.
Hey, Dave, listen, Ray's dead. Oh.
Well, he lived a fine life.
If you died now, though, that'd be very unfulfilling, wouldn't it?
Of course. I still consider myself to be very young.
You're a young guy. You have a lot to accomplish. You haven't taken on a wife yet. You don't have children that we know of yet. So there's a lot for you to still do.
That we know of.
Well, I mean, you never know.
You saw how much fun he had on that vacation last time. You saw the pictures. Who knows what was happening?
I don't care for what you're insinuating.
I think you know what I'm insinuating.
Don't care
You're
for
not
it.
Denying it.
He's got beans strapped to his thighs. We don't know how far this thing goes.
His My buttocks. First cousin, and he just handed me beans.
Let's go to Molly in the car. Hi, Molly. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. So I was telling your producer that I lived up here basically my entire life, and a couple of years ago, I moved down south. But I'm up here, I'm driving back south, and I turn the radio on immediately, and I just want to let you guys know, it's great to listen to you again. I used to listen to you when you had your show. It was Rothenberg, Canty, and DiPietro. And I just wanted to let you guys know, it's great to hear about New York sports. You know, nothing compares to New York sports radio. It's hard to replace, and I just hope that brightens your day.
That's great. Molly, where do you live now?
I live outside of Charleston.
So South Carolina, huh?
Yes. I live in South Carolina.
A lot of Clemson conversation for you down there?
Yeah, well, my son actually graduated from Clemson, so I'm a huge Clemson, huge Clemson supporter, huge Clemson fan.
Nice. So I used to vacation down in Clemson.
But I'm originally from here. I lived here my whole life. And, it's just, I miss New York sports. There's not a lot I miss. I miss pizza, I miss bagels,
yep.
And I miss you guys.
Oh, grab the app.
Yeah, that's
very easy.
Molly, you listen on the app.
Just get the app.
It's so easy.
Takes 2 seconds to download. Easy.
Okay, well, all right.
Would you like me to walk? I'll walk you through it right now, okay? Are you driving or are you being driven right now?
No, I'm driving, Dave.
Oh, okay. So then you can't do this. Well, please don't do it as you're driving. You go to your app store. Yeah. You have an app store on your phone, right? Like a full store.
Dave, I'm really old, but yes, probably.
All right. So here's what you do. Go to the app store. Type in ESPN New York app. It will show up. Download it. And right there, it gives you the show options of what to listen to. You can listen live. You can listen to the podcast. It's that simple.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Try this when you stop the car. If it does not work, call us back tomorrow and live on air. I will, and I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff. I will lead you through how to download this and listen to the show.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's fabulous because I was feeling like I need to be driving on the New Jersey Turnpike or on Long Island to hear you guys.
No, Molly. Here's the beauty: you can listen to this show anywhere in the entire world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dave, can you guess how old I am then?
Oh, this is dangerous.
By my lack of technical.
Well, here's the thing: you make it.
Son went to Clemson.
But you make it sound the way you speak that you're old, but you don't sound old. I was thinking like
she sounds very sexy. As a matter of fact,
57.
Ooh.
What are you going to say?
Okay, I just turned 55.
All right, but that's not old.
No, it's not old, Molly. Come on,
Molly.
I'm sure
what are we talking about?
What are you wearing right now, Molly?
Stop it!
What?
Please. Stop it, Molly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry he does this.
What
is the? I mean, it's Molly, have a great day. You know what? Send me. Well, she's probably not on Twitter. I mean, RJ, did you have any idea it was going to go there?
Absolutely. Where else does it go?
Again, you yell at me for pointing out what
different.
Rick said, but then Rick goes right there. Not 5 minutes after.
That's different.
Is it at the beach?
You asked if I was going to stuff Dave's dead body.
No, that's what you said, not me. That was you.
Like I'm a necrophiliac.
At the tailgate, a listener said.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
A listener said, my wife finds you very attractive, and you winked at him and said, pass along my number.
I don't know. Allegedly. I don't know if I said
what
that.
What are you wearing?
But she's 55.
Right.
And she's a listener to the
great.
Show.
Have you had any orange juice this morning? Just a quick question.
No, if I could, I'd be a much better host. Loosen me right up.
Oh, that's what we need is for you to be loosened up. Could you imagine if this is not loose, RJ?
Not even stretched out right now.
No more orange juice.
Ever.
Stop.
Ever.
Beach bash.
Oh, God.
Wild.
You're going to be out of control.
Could be the afternoon. Oh, yeah.
You really will be.
Yes.
Maybe I'll go crazy at the beach bed.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, yeah, live band
oh,
with
boy!
Dance.
Oh, boy!
Come on.
Oh, boy!
ESPN New York is giving you the chance to score an amazing road trip and travel with the home team when New York visits Philadelphia. You and a guest could catch a game and enjoy round-trip train tickets, two-night hotel accommodations, and $200 in spending money. For official rules and to enter, visit the ESPN New York app and click on the Travel with the Home Team, all brought to you by the engagement experts at London Jewelers. By the way, 55 is not really old by any stretch.
No. I mean, you're 50.
When you hear really old, what are you, 75?
80?
Yeah. But there's no way she sounded nearly that
no.
old.
No. But that 55 is not that old.
No.
Stop.
Not even a little bit. You should be able to download apps
life.
At 55.
Yes.
You're right? I can download apps.
If you can do it, anybody can do it.
Thank you. Because I'm an idiot.
Nana Jenny can't do any of that, but she's in her 90s.
But she shouldn't
90s.
Be able to.
Yeah.
She gets out of bed, has a bowl of ice cream, watches the soap operas, back into
that's
bed. That's a successful
that's
day.
All, that's all she's
that's
looking
all
for.
That's all we're looking for.
That's it. Maybe some Easter candy, whatever. That's it.
That's it. Find some Easter candy. Hopefully it's fresh.
She likes Kentucky Fried
okay.
Chicken once in a while.
And
that's
how she should have it every day if she wants.
That's what I said to her.
Every
Eat,
day.
Have fun.
Eat, live your life.
Enjoy.
How old is she actually?
93.
And she's still going strong?
Not a gray hair in her head.
That because she dies her
I
hair.
I promise you.
How's that possible?
I have no idea. She's a freak of nature. She does everything you're not supposed to do.
And she's just rolling along.
Rolling.
Good for great for her, honestly. All right, Raymond, let's hear the introduction.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS4 or 7, by the way?
Stump Rothenberg brought to you by anybody?
Sharp
anybody?
Hat.
That's right. Also, Raymond, all ensconced within this one little segment. Why don't you give me my additional open, please? My additional open, please.
I don't think there is an additional open.
Wait, for what?
The All-American qualifier.
We're not doing it yet.
It's in Stump Rothenberg.
It's in Stump Rothenberg.
And we're in Stump Rothenberg.
There's no open.
In it,
no.
In it. There's
it's
no open.
Of, he tells me every
the
day.
Segment.
There's no open for this.
Why would I play two opens?
It's whoever has the best question at
no,
the end.
No, but it's the All-American Ford qualifier.
That's the trivia.
No, forget it.
Are you okay?
Hey, you guys are idiots.
Do you want to start over?
You're making something up. It's not real.
There's an additional open every day. He's like, you didn't ask for the additional
at
open.
9:30.
We've never done this during Stump Rothenberg.
At 9:30.
I'm not playing. If I don't play it now, I'm not playing it at 9:30. Okay? It's all encompassing. I love the open. Forget it. Call 1-800-919-37. You're not going to give me an open?
There's no open.
You just had the open. You had the Stump Rothenberg.
There's a second open.
No, there has never been a second open.
All right, fine. Call 800-919-3776 right now for your chance to qualify to win a 2023 Ford Bronco, an All-American Ford Bronco, and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th. All brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and information.
Could I make a quick service announcement before we start Stump Rothenberg?
Yes. Also, just to let you know, the best question during Stump Rothenberg will win.
Will win.
The chance at the beautiful Ford Bronco and VIP access to the Beach Bash.
By the way, VIP at the Beach Bash is a big deal, too. It's a nice setup.
Very big deal.
It's a good spot. We're going to have a lot of fun. If you need a new vehicle, buy, lease, whatever, if you don't go to All American Ford, I'm just saying this.
Yeah. There's no sugar in this tea.
No,
there's no honey.
Sugar. There's none in it?
Nah, no.
Really?
No. That's okay.
Okay, I can rectify that. You're nuts. You're nuts. Seriously. I mean,
if you're not buying. Ugh. So I've actually given John's number to a few friends of mine, and they say he is the best.
Same exact thing.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, there's one place I go.
I always text him first. I'm like, would you be okay if I sent my friend to you? And he said, absolutely. The customer service elite, the way they handle people, the
service department, all of it.
Amount of inventory they have.
They don't play games with you.
No, they are the best.
The best.
Absolutely the best. I'm going to get a car for Ben at some point.
That's where you're going. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because I want to get him like a truck.
A nice pickup truck.
I want him to have like the safest car.
Right. Of course. Of course you do.
Ever.
Yeah, nice pickup.
I picked him up from baseball practice yesterday. I go, you're driving home. He goes, yeah, but I'm tired. I said, welcome to the world,
well, stop.
Baby.
He was too tired to pump gas the other day.
I said,
suck it up.
Welcome to the world.
Suck it up. What do you mean?
You can't drive because you're too tired?
Right.
Baby. All right, let's go. Andy and Merrick. It's how we start, and it's how we start. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Rick and Dave. Before my question.
Yeah.
Rick, exit velo on passing gas? Seriously, dude, you need some help.
No, Dave needed help. It came out hot. What do you want to tell you?
You know, I somehow was reading about this yesterday. I wasn't Googling this. I saw this. Do you know the average fart goes at how fast?
No, how fast?
What would you guess? It's not that fast.
3 miles an hour.
7 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was well above seven.
You think so?
I think so.
You think this is like the Aroldis Chapman gas passing?
This was heavy.
All right, Andy, what do you got?
We got baseball, David.
All right.
Stolen bases are Bach, as somebody once said. Today's question is, who holds the MLB record? Most stolen bases in a season, 23, without being caught.
Oh, Bach by popular demand.
Most stolen bases without being caught in a season.
Consecutive, you mean?
So it's one season, this person had this many steals, and they were not caught.
23 for 23.
I don't love the question. I don't love it.
I think maybe Davey Lopes was up there. Chase Utley was up there. But I don't know if Davey Lopes eventually got caught. I know Tim LaCastro had a season where I'm going to say Utley is somewhat confidently, but not all the way.
Very confident. Boom. You got it.
Nice.
That was a good job by me. Not a great question.
Not my favorite. He's usually better than that.
Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. Shooter, good morning. You are next up on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, company. All right. Here we go. This is a good one. I think this is going to be the winner.
Okay.
Can you name five movies? There's more than five, but can you name five movies with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci?
A Bronx Tale.
Five movies.
Casino.
Ooh, wow, I got that first.
Are we considering The Irishman? That was a movie, right? Netflix, but still a movie.
Yeah, that's three.
Goodfellas.
Did you say Casino that's yet?
Raging Bull. Once Upon a Time in America.
Wow.
Yeah, they were in Once Upon a Time in America. And there's one more, you said?
You got them all. I think you got six there, didn't you?
Yeah, there are six.
Oh, there's six?
There are six, but he said five. You surpassed five.
And quickly. Not only that, he said he was going to get me.
No, come on, Shooter.
Thank you,
Shooter. That's your partner. That's your cornhole partner.
He's better in cornhole than he is at triple. Oh, that's not a bad question.
That wasn't a bad question. It was a good question.
It wasn't
not going to win anything with that question, but.
But at least, I got to be honest with you. I think that question is more intriguing, interesting than the most stolen bases in a season.
Andy's question stunk.
Not great. All right, let's continue along. Let's go to Tommy in Clinton. Tommy, you're next up on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, gentlemen. So the NFC East reigns supreme with 13 Super Bowl titles.
Right.
What two divisions are tied for second?
Super Bowl titles. Well, the Chiefs. So the Broncos. And the Chiefs, the Raiders, Chargers have none. That's probably second. NFC North, Super Bowl. I mean, can't be the NFC North. Packers.
What did you say? Division with the most Super Bowl titles?
Yeah, it's going to take a minute, but let me work through it. So Packers have what? Four. Bears have one. Lions have none. Vikings have none. So it's not the NFC North.
The Patriots have six.
It's not the South. Right? Can't be the Saints, Falcons. No, it's not that. So, all right. So, forget about that. So, NFC West, the Niners, the Cardinals have none. Niners have what? Six? Five? So, Niners have five. Cardinals have none. Seahawks have one. And who else in that division?
The Rams.
The Rams have two. So, it's not that. Well, I guess it could. So, that's eight. But the NFC, the AFC West, because the Chiefs have four, Ray? Four? Yeah. Chiefs have four. Raiders have three. That's seven. Broncos have Elway 1-2. Manning, so they want three. So it's got to be the AFC West has to be one.
Correct.
And then the Dolphins, the Patriots six, the Jets. The Jets have one. Patriots have six is seven. Dolphins have two, nine. Bills have none. How about the Steelers? Steelers have what, five?
Well, six.
They won four, then Roethlisberger won two, right? So the Steelers,
Steelers have six.
Browns have none. Ravens have two, right? Flacco won. So that's eight. And then who else is in that division? The Bengals have none. So it's not that division. And then the NFC South, is it Colts? No. Titans, Jaguars? No. So it's got to be the AFC East then.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
And there you go. Sorry, that took a long time.
No, that's fine.
I had to work through it. Do we
want? A good question.
Do we want to consider him for the?
Yeah, let's consider.
All
him.
Right, so
good question.
Time, we're going to put you on hold. By the way, 3-0.
Three impressive 3-0.
You have a question today?
Yeah, I can have a question.
Well, you don't have to.
No, I have one.
Do you have one?
I have one.
Okay.
You want it now?
No. Okay. I want to go to Jeff in Howard Beach. Jeff, good morning. You are on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. Hey, Dave. Real quick, you stopped yourself yesterday when you were talking about Dalvin Cook. And you said, oh, Miami has a running back. I think he's out of Ole Miss. He's out of Texas A&M, and his name is Devon Achane. But
okay.
That's not my question.
All right.
That's not my question. And also, you guys do that pick segment, right? A couple of years ago, I listened to Canty has to swim at goldfish, and now you're going to get chased by a puppy? If you guys want to really put fear in someone's eyes, make them jump out of a perfectly good airplane. And Dave, my question to you is...
I don't think I can handle jumping out of an airplane.
So that's how you put fear in someone's eyes. My question is, Dan, you got my Bad News Bears, you got my Sweat Hogs, you got all my questions.
All right.
I just want to know, what was the name of the Love Boat?
What's the question?
What was the name of the Love Boat?
What was the name of the Love Boat?
The name of the boat?
Yeah.
Oof. It was the, was it the something of the seas? Was it the Princess of the Seas? Oh, God.
No, it was something princess. I don't think it was Princess of the Seas.
Pacific Princess, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, Pacific Princess. There you go.
All right, congratulations.
Is he going hold?
Nice, no.
No, okay. All right.
Well, what did he...
No.
No, he was about to argue. You
no,
hear that?
Santy's upset. I would have said, yes, Santy's upset, because he was on speakerphone.
Yeah, I'm annoyed, too. I specifically...
He can't follow directions.
Yeah, I specifically said...
Well, if you don't follow the rules, then you have no chance to win.
If you call on speakerphone, I guarantee you, you're not winning a contest.
You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM in
New York.
That's correct. All right, let's move along. That's 4-0. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. This is a tough NBA question, apparently. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, hi. Good morning, guys.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hi,
what do you got?
You? Before the legendary Knicks coach, Red Holtzman, was a coach.
Right.
What two professional teams did he play for?
So where did Red Holtzman play?
Yeah.
Are these teams still in existence right now?
They changed the names.
I think he played for the
what they,
so I think he went to CCNY. Where did he play? I don't think these, maybe the St. Louis Hawks.
No. It was the Milwaukee Hawks.
But they turned into the St. Louis Hawks.
They became the Atlanta Hawks.
No,
it's the right franchise.
But they were the St. Louis Hawks before the Atlanta Hawks.
But they were also. But he played also on the team when it was known as the Milwaukee Hawks.
All right,
they were the Hawks. I'm going to count it.
You're going to count that, and I don't know the other one. I'm not even sure.
Rochester Royals.
Rochester Royals.
Who became the Sacramento Kings?
Right.
Eventually.
Okay. You want to? He got me. Do you want to?
Because he got you, yes, I guess we could put him on hold.
All right.
For consideration.
Okay. Let's go to Ted in the truck. Ted, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Ted, you're very active on Twitter, by the way.
I am. I like the Twitter because I can't always call in. So,
welcome.
Let's see. Sean Bradley, the 7'6" basketball player.
Yeah.
He played for three different teams. Which ones were they?
Sixers, Nets, Mavericks.
Wow, you're good. I thought you'd struggle with the Nets.
No. Absolutely not.
Wow.
Very good.
You want
that
to
was work. Easy?
Put him on hold or no?
No.
Okay.
It was too easy for you.
Goodbye. Well, because I got it right.
It was too easy for you, though.
Yeah?
Hey, you did. He barely finished the question.
Well, I knew the answer. All right. Why don't you go ahead?
All right. Could you tell me who has the most career postseason triple-doubles? In honor of Nikola Jokic. Most career postseason triple-doubles.
Is it not LeBron? Magic or LeBron? I saw this. They showed it when because Jokic is close too. It's either Magic, LeBron. It's not Michael Jordan. I think it's Magic Johnson or LeBron. It's not Jokic, but he's approaching that. All right, so I'm down to Magic or LeBron. I thought it was Magic. But now I don't know, maybe LeBron passed it at some point because he had those great games against Denver. 53% confident. 100% okay. Confident it's either Magic or LeBron.
Okay.
Magic Johnson.
Nobody had any idea that Magic was going to die.
From the grave, you're correct.
Magic Johnson.
30. Yep, 30.
And LeBron is?
28.
Okay.
Yeah, close.
So right there. And then Jokic is third?
I don't know. I don't have the whole list.
Yeah,
no.
I think Jokic is right there.
He is right there, yeah.
All right, so let's go. We have a tough one. Will you help me with a tough MLB? No?
Try. You can only do so much.
Let's go to Anthony in the mail truck. Good morning, Anthony.
Hello, David.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Anthony. I was hanging with Anthony at the tailgate.
Great guy.
Yep.
Master Chef.
I heard.
Yeah.
No, not Master Chef. That's Chief.
Oh, well, the other Anthony.
Yeah, that was Chief. Yeah, that was
all right, listen, I don't know who's
Come
cooking.
On, man.
This is bald bearded Anthony.
I like you.
All right. So, thank you.
You were wearing a green baseball jersey, correct?
Yeah, I was wearing a hardball Cucumbas G-Baby jersey.
All right. There we go.
All right.
That,
here
by
we
the
go.
Way, maybe one of the worst movies ever made. Hardball.
I know,
terrible
you hate
movie.
It. I love it.
Terrible.
Great movie.
Terrible movie.
So, who has the highest ERA in the Hall of Fame?
Good question. Is it a pitcher?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
So it's not like some guy that threw two innings and
No. I believe it's a minimum of however many innings pitched. It's a pitcher.
I think Jack Morris is your answer.
Is Jack Morris your final answer?
It was until you asked me the way you did.
I just want to know.
Final answer.
Final answer. Give him the ding.
Give him the ding.
Yeah, baby.
There we go.
That's a good question.
I think his ERA is almost four.
That's a really good question, though.
Yeah,
put him on hold?
Dude.
Yeah, put him on. I would use that question for sure.
All right, so then I think we're done, right? We're going to go RJ's five pack now.
Yeah, RJ, I think we've done.
We take more. What are we doing here?
I think we have a good field to choose from.
Okay, so we have the Red Holtzman, we have the NFL divisions, and we have the highest ERA.
I go highest ERA.
Highest ERA?
I'm more likely to use that question. That's a good question.
Division's good too.
Yeah, division's good too. But if you're like, are you going to have somebody parse through all the divisions? Or are you going to go?
That takes
hey,
a while. That question.
Yeah, highest ERA.
It's a good question.
In the Hall of Fame.
All right, Anthony in the mail truck. There you go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right, RJ. It's now your time to shine here.
All righty, five pack. Here we go.
Here we go.
Start very, very easy. If you don't get this, you should.
We're going to let Rick answer them until he does, and then I'm going to
no.
go. Yeah, well, just,
no.
Yeah.
No. This
just
is my time to relax.
I think you. Okay. Maurice Jones-Drew.
Go ahead.
My time to relax.
Pac-12.
Yeah. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, but where did he go to college?
Very nice. UCLA.
Nice.
See? Look at you.
I think you know this one, too. Glenn Davis. Big baby to me and you.
The big baby. Yeah.
Went to Celtics.
Final Four. Yep. that's accurate.
It is.
Big baby Davis went to... Who? I don't know.
Another very famous big man one year. Very
Shaquille O'Neal went to the same
right. Oh, LSU.
There you go. Good, he's good.
We're rolling.
Very talented.
I think you know this one. Marshawn Lynch.
Kel.
There yeah. you go. Oh, look at that.
Rolling.
3 for 3.
Might need to take a breather here. Grab some pineapple. Pull up a seat. Wilson Chandler.
Big East. Max Strus.
Ooh. Stop giving me clues. Just
Dallas
answer.
Comagies.
Just I don't know who Dallas
Terry
Comagies.
Terry Cummings.
Cummer. Just tell me.
Ray Meyer.
Just tell me.
Georgetown and this school are traditionally the worst in the Big East now.
Yeah, well, Georgetown's awful.
Why would you do that? It's in Chicago.
They're horrible.
DePaul.
Yeah! Yes! Look how good you are!
Yeah!
You're very talented.
I think you know this one.
Rod Strickland.
You guys are treating me like a baby.
It's working.
I'm going to fight you today.
Vernon Davis.
Oh, Vernon Davis.
Big Ten.
Yeah.
East Coast.
Also true.
College Park.
Ooh.
Peter Rosenberg.
Gary. No, Maryland.
There you go.
Nice. Well done. Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah. You're good.
Famous alum.
You went 5 for 5.
Yeah, 5 for 5. You're spoon feeding him.
You're
like,
you know what? A baby needs to eat.
Ugh. That doesn't help, I don't think.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it doesn't help.
You got him all right.
Yeah, barely.
I didn't do anything.
I'm going to give him the Russell Wilson.
Here right. comes the airplane.
You opened up and you put the
airplane. Are you
going right
to do that,
there?
RJ? When you have this child soon, are you going to do like, here comes the airplane?
Here comes the airplane.
No, because I think of him.
Really?
He's been quiet this offseason.
Russ ruined it for him.
He's been quiet.
Maybe did you used to do that with your kids?
No.
You never did the here comes the
no,
airplane?
Not the,
really?
No.
Well, why?
I don't think I did the air. Was it the airplane? No, I didn't do the airplane.
That's right. You probably flew a real airplane into the house. Like,
hey, Seattle.
Come all right, Milo.
I'll take you for a flight.
If you look out on the block, there's a man in a suit, and look right behind him, there's an airplane. There's
our Mr. Unlimited. Right.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.